This episode's transcription is on www.englishinbrazil.com.br/blog. One question has been present in the British daily conversations everywhere in the UK these days. What happened to Kate Middleton? Of course, you've heard of this case because it's spread around the world and it's comprehensible since it is about the most talked about royal family in our times, the British royal family. It all started when Catherine Elizabeth Middleton, or simply Kate Middleton, was admitted to the London Clinic in January 2024, where she underwent abdominal surgery for an undisclosed medical condition. Due to her medical procedure and convalescence period, she postponed all her public engagements and duties until a strange photo of herself with her three children was officially released by Kensington Palace as an attempt to ease the growing concerns about her health. Strange, because promptly photographers and journalists started spotting pieces of evidence that suggested that the picture could have been fake. Details like blurred hands and badly cut montage were glaring, to the point that major news agencies suggested that the picture couldn't be used anymore. As one can expect, it was not long until loads of conspiracy theories started flooding the internet. The sleuth web community is in an uproar and longing for an answer. Just recently, a video of Kate and William. Okay, I don't need to stress that William is her husband, who happens to be the son of King Charles, blah blah blah, right? Leaving a shop in London seemed to finally be the end of the speculation. But no, lots of people are absolutely sure the woman in the footage is Kate's doppelganger. As you imagine, this only added fuel to the story. Have you noticed how often the royal family has been popping up on the front pages of newspapers lately? I mean, just this year, Buckingham Palace got hit with a shock cancer diagnosis, and that whole scandal with Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein just won't quit. Let's recap from when she was admitted to the hospital. After Kate's last royal outing in 2023, on Christmas Day at Sandringham, there was some shocking news on January 17th. Kate had to have abdominal surgery at the London Clinic in Marylebone. Less than 2 weeks later, on January 29th, she got discharged and has been chilling at home ever since. They never said exactly what was wrong, but they made it clear it wasn't something serious like cancer. Kate wanted to keep her medical stuff private, but then on Wednesday, it came out that someone at the hospital tried to snoop on her files while she was there. Apparently, they're looking into about three staff members. The boss of the London clinic, Al Russell, said they're gonna do whatever it takes to sort it out. And even the privacy folks, the Information Commissioner's office, are checking things out after getting a report about the breach. In my humble opinion, both Kate and William must be laughing at all this. If they wanted to stop the speculations and conspiracy theories, it would be extremely easy. Go to the front gate of the palace and talk to the press and the people. There! Problem solved! But they simply don't do it. So we have no option but to rely on every possibility, including the crazy ones. Until something is clarified, the mystery about Kate Middleton will linger, and the English tabloids must be loving it.